Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peyot Daf Tezvov in the Oizvador edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Aloha Hey. We're starting in the second line of the Amud, and we're in the middle of a sugi over here. The Gemara just told us that Bikurim is different than Peyot. Because Peyot, once you did Miricha, which means once you smoothed the pile of grain, so from now on you have a Truman Meiser. And even if you do pay afterwards, you still have to be mafresh. You have to separate truma and meiser from this crap. But bikurim, whatever you take bikurim, you're not chayav in truma and meiser. Even if you do it after the mericha. Says the Gemara of Eleimo, afe bikurim ye chayav, ava pichalei mirech. Who said bikurim, you're so lenient that bikurim is potter for truma and meiser? Maybe the opposite. Maybe bikurim will have truma and meiser even before you did mericha. How do you know that Bikurim has this idea that it's completely potter true and miser? Says the Gemara of Yeda Amrado. This is what told you this. Laman Ku Shma Bikurim. What is it called Bikurim? Why Bikurim has the name Bikurim? Says the Gemara Shem Bikurim Lakoil. Because it's before everything else. Bikurim is Lashon Bechor. It's the first. It's the first thing that we bring. The first matana that comes out from the grain is Bikurim. And the rule is, whenever you have different matonas, whatever comes first, the next one is obligated to also be mafish from it, the original one. So for example, you have truma, then you have meiser. So from the truma, you don't have to take on meiser. But from the meiser, if the levi took the meiser before the truma, you have to make sure that that piece of truma, of meiser, truma came out of it. Everything that comes next in sequence is obligating the original one. So Bikurim, because it's first, there's no obligation that comes before Bikurim. So Bikurim is not obligating anything else. The piece of fruit that you give as Bikurim, you don't have to take any Truma Samaiser from it, because that's what makes it first. So the Mastis in the Bechamai. Our Mishnah is like Bechamai. So according to some of them, first according to Rav Chaim, the idea is, the smashma, the whatever pay you do is potra trumas and maestras if you did it before in Miricha. That's like Bechama. Because the Gemara understands that even if a person did pay from his field, and they decide to add to the pay later, it's also potra trumas and maestras. Says the Gemara, that's only according to Bechama. Why? The Bechama oimim hefker anim hefker. A person who's mafker for the poor only, that's enough to be hefker. Now we know hefker is potra for trumas and maestras as well. But a hefker, according to Basil, is only when you give it to poor and rich alike. Here in this case, when a person is giving payo, or he's giving something, he says it's an additional payo, he's only giving it to the poor, not to the rich. So if he really did payo, and he's just adding on the original payo, that additional part is not a real hefker. It's a hefker for the poor only. So it should not be part of Torah Shemaisa. It's not a real payo, because payo is already given, and it's not a real hefker. You have to say this goes like a bichamai, though if you give to a neem only, it's a hefker, and that's why it's always potur for truas or maestras. Says one noita mina goyrin vizurea. Ve'asio de rekivo kechanuyus mechano. Meaning our Mishnah that says that anything which is on the pile, there was no mericho, and a person takes from it and plants it again, it is potur from truas or maestras, because as long as there's no mericho, there's no obligation of Trumas and Maestras. That goes like the Chanuyus base Chanon. And the Gemara goes and explains. The Tana. When Daf Tezvon on the base. The Tana Lama Chorvu Chanuyus base Chanon. Why these places got destroyed? Sholosh Shonim Achaloy Chor base Hamikdash. Before Chor and Abayis, they're already destroyed. They had a special punishment to be destroyed prior. Shayim Mutzim is Saperis Mechala Maestras. They would make sure that their fruits will not be obligated in Maestras. David Darshan, the Darshan, Aser Taser, Prat Lokeach, Veochalto Pras Lamoicher. Meaning there's no obligation to do Maestras if the fruits were sold or they were purchased. The seller and the buyer are Potter Maestras. So, meaning, and that's what the Vilna Gaon explains over here, the Chadas Bechon learned that you're only obligated in Maestras if you did the harvest yourself and you enjoyed it, then you have a Maestras. But if you sold it, you bought it, you're not. Similarly, if someone took from the grain and replanted it, so he still didn't enjoy it, he's also potter mina maaser. So our Mishnah that says that Rabbi Akiva tells us that if you replant it, you put it in a goes like the drush of Chanuris de Beis Chanon. And even though they were punished, because they were right with the drusha, but midrabbanim were machmir that once there's a miricha, once you smooth the pile, then you are chayav ma'aser midrabbanim. And they went al pi divrei Torah and they didn't do it. Our mishnah talk about before miricha, so you don't even have obligation midrabbanim. And our mishnah goes with this shita. The Gemara goes on, quotes the mishnah kohenim shelokhu that a kohen and Levi that they purchased the grain. So if they purchase before miricha, they're potter min ha'maisers. But they purchase it after the miricha, they are obligated to give tshuva ha'maisers. So the one miricha knas konsul lehem shloi koivtzim lagisois velagronus. It was a knas. They said there will be a problem. The crown and levim will all purchase all the food because they don't have to give tshuva ha'maisers, so they'll be able to get for a better deal. So therefore, they said a crown and levi that purchases grain, they must give tshuva ha'maisers. Says the Gemara a similar thing. Tovach Kohen, a Kohen who is a butcher, and he owns meat. The din is that the butcher needs to give to the Kohen the Zroel Chayayim V'Keva. There's Matus Kehuno that a butcher needs to give. What happens if he's a Kohen? He himself is a Kohen. So says the Gemara, Chavrar B'Shem Shuba Levi, Potol Shabbos Achas. They say the first week, he could take the Matanus for himself. But after the first week, he has to start giving it to other Kohanim and Levim, as the Gemara is going to explain. I went to the south. One Shabbos, he doesn't have to give Matos Kehuno. He says exactly like our Mishnah. Why in our Mishnah we said they have to give Tshuva Samaisers? Because it's a Knas. Because if not, it will be an unfair market. Also here, if a butcher was a Kohen, does not have to give Matos Kehuno, so all the Yisrael butchers will make a deal with the Kohens in order to be potter from the Matanus. They'll collude together. So therefore, they have the same knas. Says the Gemara, Emily of Yosef, v'im yishum knas, afil Shabbos akas lehi potter loy. If it's because of knas, why give him 1 week? Why for the first week you do allow the butcher to take Matos Kehuno? Says the Gemara, chinvani Kohen, a grosser Kohen. The first week, he doesn't have to give Matos Kehuno. You don't give him the first week. So says the Gemara, what's the difference according to Rabbi Yosi? That by the butcher, he agreed that the first week, you give him Matos Kehuno. And he doesn't have to give it to another Kohen. But the grocer who's dealing with the fruits and vegetables, he does have to give Matos Kehuno even the first week. What's the difference? So the Gemara, chenvoni yochol laharim, tovach einu yochol laharim. A grocer travels from place to place. Every place that he will come, he'll say, this is my first week. So you always can play games. So we say a grocer is never proto. But a butcher usually stays in one place. And if he stays in one place, everybody's going to know after the first week that already his first week ended and from now on he needs to give Matos Kehuno. And with this we conclude Yushami Peyo Daf Tzvav.